What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Protect them all.
This is their plan.
I'm going to jail!
Thou did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Whoa.
Yeah, man, I'm Mark. Welcome to the fucking show. How's everyone doing? Are we good? Are we good? Sorry I abandoned you for a few days. For 3 days? I was gone for 3 days. Or 2 days. I think I released one yesterday. Anyway, who gives a fuck? Coming in live, 10:15 in the PM from the jungles of Indonesia. How's everyone doing? Fuck yeah. Hit the music. Welcome to the radio show. Traffic is light. It has pissed rain all day. Now it has ceased. It was like jungle fever earlier, you know what I mean? It was absolute raindrops the size of buckets of water, you know? I've been out of action. I got some serious fucking food poisoning about 3 days ago, which I deserve. It was about time. I was eating everything. I was like, give me your most foreign meal possible. Give me the local shit. And they literally gave me the local shit. They gave me the local shits, if you know what I mean. Where's my laugh button? Yeah. So I was in Queer Street for the last 3 days, sweating, shitting, vomiting, sweating, shitting, vomiting. Couldn't do yoga, couldn't go boxing. So my plans of leaving here, being able to walk around the streets, beating the fucking shit out of anyone who looks at me wrong, and also being enlightened enough to start a cult just like that, are in jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I have enough time to catch up. I'm only here for another few days. It's been a 28-day journey in the holy city of Ubud, and now we are departing in a few days' time to go to Taipei for a few days to continue this journey around Asia for tourism reasons and enlightenment reasons, boat reasons. But I've been fucking out of action. Fuck. It got me, you know what it was? It was like a bowl of It had some Chinese name, or Indonesian name. Indonesia is one of those Chinese kind of countries, you know. And it was all noodles and shit. And there was like something called a fish ball inside it. And there was prawns or shrimp or some shit, right? And one of the shrimps, I ate one of the shrimps. Is it shrimps? Is that the plural of shrimps? Shrimp pie? Shrimps? So I ate the shrimp and it tasted very strong of decomposure, wrath and death, you know. So I ate that and I was like, I got like small alarm bells, because if you guys remember, I got viciously sick when I left London from food poisoning from eating old chicken because I couldn't resist it because I'm a fucking animal. And yeah, I just ate it and then I was pissing up my ass within 12 hours. And out my face. Pissing out both orifices. Orificae? Anyway, so my whole plan's to be enlightened enough to leave Southeast Asia and go back to Europe and start a cult are in jeopardy, because I was that close to perfect enlightenment, but I had to leave a few days because I was scared if I went to yoga class I would shit all over the shala. I would do a shit on my mat. I would shit on my yoga mat, and that's like shitting in this shala. That's like shitting in the Catholic Church, you know what I mean? You can rape in the church, but you can't shit in the church. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? So I've been just up in bed for the last fucking 3 days, just reading. Reading. I finished Cannery Row by Steinbeck, which... fantastic read. Let me tell you. One of the great American novelists of the last century. Beautiful imagery. Oh! There's a strike of thunder there, lads. I'm out on the balcony, you know what I mean? I just saw thunder whip across the sky and illuminate the treetops. By God, ancient angry gods. Anyway, so yeah, beautiful reading. Smash that in a second. Then I was stuck for a while, so I went reading Henry Miller, Tropic of Cancer. But this fiend is just a fucking perv, you know what I mean? Usually pervy shit's funny, but this fiend's like, he just hangs around bathrooms and gets his dick. It's an autobiographical book of his younger life, I hear. I heard when you're... I think this is like... You know what it is? There's actually parallels between, I guess, comics going to a major city to try and make it, right? And writers back 100 years ago going to London to try and make it as an artist, because this guy's American, he's in not London, he's in Paris, he goes to Paris to try and make it, and he's just talking about, oh, he just hangs around bathrooms with his dick out fully hard, and he just fucks, sometimes he fucks some chicks, sometimes I don't know if he rapes them, I'm not sure. Anyway, he's a full blown dick, he's a cunt. I got about 40% of the way through the book and I was like, I dislike the character so much I'm not even going to bother pursuing it anymore. But a lot of just coming on shit, basically. I'm the best writer in the world and I'm coming on shit. It's very, very, very much a lot of comedians you might see on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. It's the same thing. Utter retard. Anyway, I'll probably go back to it because I've already invested, you know, a couple of hours. So I'll go back to it. But when my sickness kicked in, I started reading Faulkner. I've heard people talk about Faulkner, such a good writer, so I was like, I'll give him a whirl. And I picked up The Sanctuary. By picked up, I mean I ripped it from the internet on my Kindle. I robbed it. I'm stealing books. Ooh, some people steal children and travel them across the border, right? So let's get some perspective going here. But, yeah, and this is just fucking grim enough. I've nearly finished it because I've been sick, but it's like one of those books where you read and it makes you sicker, you know what I mean? It's some dingy fucking turn of the century shit. Tennessee back 100 years ago and some chick is abducted and raped and they're like smuggling liquor. What happens was a guy brings his chick friend on a date to buy some liquor off some hillbillies who make a... What do they call it? They make whiskey, you know what I mean? They make hooch. But it turns out the people who make hooch, they get drunk and they just go raping. So I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's what that book's about, you know what I mean? I've nearly finished that and it's just grimmed me out. So for my last week here, I've been fucking really off kilter. I'm getting fucking depressed by some literature. I'm not getting the enlightenment I'm meant to be getting from, you know, talking with God in the Shala, in the ashram. And I'm meant to be fucking, at this point, I thought I'd be fit enough to knock any cunt out with my fucking sick skills, but the food poisoning has really raped my body to a sliver of what it was in the previous week. Yeah, I'm not feeling great, guys. I'm not feeling great. I don't know if I wasted my fucking time here. I didn't waste my time here, but I thought I'd come here, spend a month here, not do fucking comedy or nothing, and figure out my head. There's thunder cracking in the background, and I think that's called a prophetic fallacy, when the weather reflects what's about to happen next in the book, in the novel, to the character. And currently I'm fucked. I'm gonna leave here. I have to go back in and get a normal job with normal people who, you know, who I look up to and respect because they have skills, but I don't have skills. It's always embarrassing to work on a building site and be the dumbest fucking cunt on the site and take instructions of a 19-year-old who's getting paid more than you, which makes sense because he's more productive and knows what he's doing. Shit. This year's gonna be 10 years in stand-up. 10 years in June. I fucking really fucked up. It's not to say I didn't fuck up. It's completely stumped in my growth as a human person. I haven't progressed further than 26 when I started. It's like getting... You know, they say you get molested, you never really get past that age. And as you talk like a baby your whole life. Well, starting stand-up at 26 retired you to 26. And at 26, I really was as mature as I was as at 18. And at 18, I was like a 12-year-old anyway. But I'm a child. And now I'm facing the reality of 10 years being a child and not developing as an adult. By God, I had some crack though. But shit, I need to figure some shit out. Big time. You know? Oh God. Going back to a cement mixer. Staring inside it. The hypnotic fucking... slop just spinning round and round and round. Just want to stick your head in it and drown yourself, you know what I mean? That's where dreams go to die, ladies and gentlemen. The fucking cement mixer. Anyway, that's enough for me for today. Peace out. God bless. Coming from Bali, Ubud. Namaste.